I call the meeting to order. Approve the minutes October 10th and 17th, 2017, regular and 23, special meeting.
I would like to ask, I talked to Amber today, if we could postpone the approval of 10-10 because I had a lot of edits and we talked about just a different way of wording.
Okay, so next week.
But the rest, if we could do 17.
17th and October 23rd.
I'll move 17 and 23 then.
Second, please.
I'll second it.
Any discussion? Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
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 Resolution 294, adopting proposed local law 4 of 2017, a law to provide the collection of real property taxes. Move.
I'll move it.
And I'll second it for discussion.
Discussion. Joe, go on, Tracy.
I spoke to Joe Steckler this morning. He said that he had spoken to you as well, Rich. I talked about sort of the background and a bunch of my questions, and he represented that he had some answers to some of the questions and also some suggestions on the resolution in terms of, and I don't know if he talked to you about it, but in terms of having a later start date and having it contingent upon the consolidation not happening, and also including a sunset clause, all of which I thought were worthwhile discussion points. Mm-hmm. And I suggested that we actually get everyone at the table, that we have the village reps and finance and the county attorneys and ways and means, whether it's the whole committee or a portion of the committee. And Joe said that that he would be totally amenable to that. It wasn't going to happen tonight in terms of getting all the players, he said, but I told him that I'm absolutely open to discussion on it, but we need to actually finally have a discussion. So
I thought we tried that.
Well,
we tried it, but it never
it's never happened. And we've also, like, the committee has sent out requests for people to come in, and that hasn't happened. And so I think if we make a concerted effort to get everyone together at one time, but from my perspective, that would have to include finance and the county attorneys. And
just so everybody knows, you know, he called me 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, whatever it was. And basically I said, you know, I called Bert up, and Bert had a meeting with him. You guys discussed various things. He called me 2 days ago. And then he called me again today. And the bottom line is that right now he's agreeable to, you know, like you just mentioned, to sit down with, you know, the players involved, whoever they might be, to see if something can be resolved to do everybody's liking. So basically, you know, he have no problem. I don't know if we have to act on this tonight. Do we have to act on this, somebody? I mean, it's been...
Yeah, let's wait. I think we should wait.
And can I also
I don't
add
know,
one?
Can we wait? I mean, we postponed it a few times, right?
I think if you have the
sponsor's consent.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. John, you're the sponsor. Would you mind holding this up again? Because there's been discussion. I don't know if they contacted you or not, but I told them to include you in it. Joe took the lead. I mean, he's been making the phone calls around. But he said, yeah, he would like to get together within the next month with whoever's going to be involved and see if something can be ironed out.
I have no problem.
All right.
Let's just try to finish it up before I may or may not be back.
I forgot to add that one of the things, which was one of the questions that I had, was which he actually brought up, was the question and the concern about whether or not you could really forgive back taxes, and he that's one of the things that we're going to have to discuss, because he suggested that maybe there's a way to ask the state for approval to do it. And so we're going to have that's the key question, and I think that's what we're going to have to work out at the table.
What was it, a mountain or something that they're selling?
And he brought that up too. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. I just think that's always
Bart,
for me been a big
thing.
I just will let you know, I sat down with him, and you know, I think he was dependent on this meeting, but I said even after that, you know, they were working on doing their auction soon. I was like, get it done.
Yeah, they're going to do it.
Because, you know, I tried to emphasize, if you even go to show folks that you're mm-hmm. foreclosing and you're going through the process, your collections will get better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they need to make the step to do it. And, you know, I've worked with a few tax collectors down there and instructed them and provided documentation. And, you know, we'll see. My one, you mentioned sunset clause. I don't think if you go that route, if we decide to start tax collecting to go back, is very difficult because we're doing our process mm-hmm. every year. So I just bring that up as I don't think a sunset clause would be beneficial for anybody.
But that's why we need to get together
and have
a conversation.
I know, and that's why we can have that discussion later. I just, you know, I know that's what you meant.
All right, so in talking all about that, I mean, let's someone make a motion.
I'll move.
With the sponsor to postpone it.
I'll move.
A second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, 374. This is amending resolution 319, amending the policy of the Elster County regarding the project labor agreement. In your packet, there are some suggestions from Mark Ryder that he submitted. John, you have seen this, correct?
Where's the, what Mark?
This is the first I'm
it's
seeing
on the bottom.
I don't think it was sent to
I think
my
it was
packet.
On the bottom of our pile.
John,
it's in
do
the,
you
in
have
the,
this?
Yeah.
No, it's a separate piece of paper.
And John did not consent to these, correct, John?
There's a resolution, there's an amendment with the exception of road and bridge projects, which is the only thing that was really brought up last time. And I can consent to that. The other one, we need a process. We need a process in place that's documented. And I think the amendment with the exception of road and bridge projects pretty much takes care of it.
All right.
Wait, I'm confused, John. Which is the one you consent to?
He consented to the original resolution.
Do you have this one, John? The one that's in her packet?
It's a piece of paper.
I got it read to me. I didn't see the whole thing.
Mark said he did not consent to this.
Right. That's correct.
Okay.
Oh, what, John, you're saying what you accepted, what you consented to is the bold of with the exception of road and bridge projects.
That's correct.
What's Mark's view?
Mark's view?
He doesn't agree with that?
He put this part right here. He wrote this resolution with, you know, deleting some of these items in here.
But okay. What did he think about the with the exception of road and bridge projects? Like, I know this is his ideal, but that does address a large portion of the projects we were talking about, right?
What's that?
I mean,
that was one of these.
Yeah, the fact that road and bridge projects would be opened up to this three contractors was a big cause of a lot of the mm-hmm. consternation. So I'd be curious what he thought of John's amendment.
Well, I don't think he had a problem with the deleting the bridges and road when he was here last week.
No,
I don't
want to
put words in his mouth.
Well, they brought up that there could be two trucks on it, and you know, there might be contractors that
right. That was
Litch, Herbie Litch, and the. The labor representative didn't think it was an issue, but...
Yes.
I recall that Mike Hamm, right, who was
yep.
here, that he brought up the concern about the possibility of requiring the due diligence on every project with a threshold, but I don't remember if that was because the addition of road and bridge projects would make that too many. I mean, I'd be curious if we just went with John's amendment on the exception with the exception of road and bridge projects. Can somebody give us an example in the last 5 years of how many projects that would be that would require a due diligence study? You know, I mean, it would be helpful to have real numbers associated with what this means, because what Mark's proposing is not the requirement of a due diligence study, just the requirement to consider a due diligence study.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's an extreme distinction. I'm not saying one is better than the other, but I'd be curious if we went with John's amendment of getting some real numbers of what that would have meant over the last number of years and pick a number. I don't really care what number.
So we really need information.
I don't think we're going to get it right now.
Strive was one over $3.5 million, mm-hmm. I see, is the threshold.
Yeah.
Is that, yeah. Mm-hmm. Strive. I'm just trying to think of non-bridge projects. There wasn't many.
Right. So
yeah.
It may be that this answers a lot of the
problems. The exception is a big bulk of the issue Mark had, but I can't mm-hmm. speak for him. I just know he mentioned it.
You're not going to get that answer tonight.
So can we get the answer in the interim of the week and maybe have Mark and reach out to Mark in the interim as well? On John's amendment. John, this is your amendment, right? The bold in here?
Yeah.
Okay, on John's amendment.
All right. Amber, get touch base. John, you want to touch base with Amber or with Mark? You're more than welcome to do such.
Yeah, you know, I mean, if you remember the last meeting, I even have the minutes here. Anybody who has any concerns, contact me and we'll work it out. I haven't heard from Mark or anybody else since then, so. Other than one person who suggested, with the exception of road and bridges, because most of the conversation was around that. not around the rest of it, around that. So.
All right, well, yeah. Where did he get that you didn't agree to? You didn't consent to this, did he?
He just did it on his own.
No, that's not accurate. It was through the legislative office. Because we, at the when we convened at the last meeting, it was to go through me.
Oh.
And so Mark reached out to me, and then I give this to Vicky, and Vicky communicated, and...
With John?
Yeah. Okay. And so it was through our office. It was us.
Okay.
So, right.
So you're gonna be the focal point again. Make sure John gets what you through Mark what's going on. All right, and then get everybody something by next Tuesday.
Or
next
Monday.
By Monday, everybody should have your comments.
Okay.
All right.
And Bert's analysis over whatever
projects.
Using
right.
this.
All right. Someone wants to hold this over to next week.
Yep.
Go later.
A second, please.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. 401, establishing county equalization rates for the year 2018 levy.
Move.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. 402, approving the execution of a contract amending causing the aggregate amendment to be excess of 50 in Turbide County. Trustees Software Group, Information Services.
Move it.
A second, please.
Second.
Discussion, roll call, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
403, approving the execution of a contract, that's list of 50, Everybody County, Tyler Technologies Info, or Incorporated Information Services, move.
So move.
Second.
Back in.
Discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
404, executing a contract causing the aggregate amendment to the excess of 50, Everybody County, IBM Information Services. Move.
Move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Aye.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
405, approving the execution of a contract of excess 50 entered by the county today, Median Custom Communication Department of Tourism.
Move it.
Second.
Tracy?
So I had some questions on this, and Amber got me some answers, but maybe someone on the committee could help me with it. So this is an $80,000 contract, and I'm to understand that last year's guide was a $25,000 contract. Is that right?
I don't think so.
For the tourism guide.
Is that what you saw, Amber?
That's what I found, the contract.
Yeah, I thought it was normal, this amount.
Hello? It wasn't 25.
No.
Okay.
We can set it aside.
The other questions that I'm curious about is, I was curious about the advertising revenue, because it looks like the county, do we always share the advertising revenue in these magazines? And if so, can we see an analysis of how much revenue we have realized over the last couple of years versus how much revenue the vendors realized from the sale of advertisement in these guides?
Amber just asked me that question today.
Yeah,
so
I'm
reaching out. No, I'm
too.
I'm just trying to get that information.
Okay.
Because
I think
it
would be relevant in terms of understanding the value
of
a contract.
Shorter date.
And then the other question I had has to do with, I noticed that in the Schedule A it talked about that the vendor would provide photos that are copyright free. Did you talk about, or did anyone, does the vendor also, who do we take any original photos? Does the vendor take original photos as well? There was no mention in that. There was only mention of...
You're trying to exclude everything that's copyrighted. You have to, they do go out and shoot their own.
Okay, they talked about stock stuff, not shooting their own. So that's why I just wanted to make sure we were actually using real local stuff. Okay, so if we could find out about that revenue and then maybe get a real... Get the value for sure of last year's contract. How many companies bid on this?
Four. This one with Cubic.
The winner is Today Media, but I think.
Today Media. Yeah. No, I never saw Cubic. But
and Luminary.
Luminary did it last
year. If you ever wanted, if the next time they're in town, to see the presentation that they put forth, it's amazing. They're
really?
Their work, yeah.
Okay,
you'd
that's
like
good.
It.
Where are they from?
California, Arizona. They're out of town.
Okay.
And that's something that we went back and forth with, but typically, and even the people from Ellenville want to use this a lot. They hired them for the group down there.
Right.
But it was a second go-around. I've seen their work. Their work is spectacular.
Okay, that's good to hear. All right, if we could just hold and just get answers. And that's great. Right. Thank you.
So I want to make a motion to hold it for next week.
I will.
Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
406, approving the contract excess of 50 to county.
Move it.
Second.
Scott, Tracy?
So I asked Amber to pull the numbers and just the rate. I'm imagining we do an increase every year. I'm going to be a no. I continue to be a no to these Aramark contracts. You know, a quick search in the internet. I know we might be happy with them, but I find it difficult to support a company like this. I'd love to see an analysis of doing it in-house. I know we talk about it every time, and I know it potentially would be more expensive, although
far
we only had a couple. Although we only had a couple people, and we right now in our transfers this month, we're transferring something. What was the number? 30-something? That 35. 35,000 to cover the end of the contract. You know, we're 35,000.
That'll cover to the end of the year.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean. That's from the sheriff. They needed money
I
just
know.
To cover to the
I
end.
I hear
of
it,
year.
But it's a big. It's a big. It's a big contract, mm-hmm. and this company's not without very black marks nationally. So I'm a no.
All right, anybody else? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
No.
All right. 407?
I'll move it.
Move. Second.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
408. Approving $50,000. Emergency Management Technology Department of Public Works. Move.
Move.
Second. Questions? If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
409, approving the execution of a contract amending closing aggregate to be in excess of 50 by the County Technical Building Services, Department of Public Works.
Move it.
Second.
Questions? Roll call, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
410, approving the execution of a contract excess of 50 entered by the County Landmark Flooring Concepts Department of Social Services.
Move it.
Second.
Tracy?
I just want to, I mean, I know everybody's read it, but I just feel like I have to point out I'm going to support it because the nature of the contract, but it's $200,000 in carpet. Just, it's crazy to me. I know, I get it. It's a giant.
I mean,
no, but it's just, it's like, wow.
And I'm trying to think when the last time they replaced it there. It's been a long time.
That's good to know. I hope it'll be a long time.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. No, I agree.
I know, it's
yeah,
a
I
lot
mean,
of
just
money.
The size of the building.
I know,
I mean,
I get it.
I hear you.
5,000, almost 6,000 square yards, but it's a lot. It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Well, basically, that's not a bad price. Right. 6,000 square
foot.
Yeah. But anyway, all right. All in favor, say aye.
It's like, whatever. Okay.
I got that? All right, can we bundle 411?
No, 4-11? I have a question on 411.
All right, 411. Excess.
Move.
All right.
I'll second it.
Second.
So I couldn't find in the can I ask a question?
She may.
So I couldn't find in the contract, it doesn't say anything about how many days it's required to be open. I know at some point we moved it to a 7-day program or something, but the contract doesn't say anything about how many days. It talks about the services, but it doesn't talk about the hours. Does anyone know that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if it's not in the contract, right?
Is that unusual that it wouldn't be in the contract if we need? I mean, does that mean it could suddenly drop down to 3 days, or it could be?
I think it's as needed, but let me just. I can get you.
Can we get that clarified? Yeah. Can we hold this until next week?
Yes, we could.
Thank you.
All right. Motion to hold it, please.
I'll move it.
I'll second it.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
How about bumbling now? 411 through 18.
412.
412
through 18. I'll move that.
Trace, all right? Everybody else all right?
Can you go to 17? I had a question on 18.
Okay. We'll do bundle 412 through 18, excluding 417. All right?
That's fine.
No. My question's on 18.
217.
Yeah, she's good with 417.
Yeah.
I moved to bundle 412 through 417 inclusive.
Okay.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. On the resolutions, 412 through 17. Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 418, approving the contract of excess of 50.
He took it all right.
Health Research, Inc., Department of Health.
So,
I'll move it.
Second.
Second,
please. Go on.
Second.
Tracy?
All right. Does anyone, can somebody explain what this exactly this is to me? Because the information provided is really slim.
I think he was going to
surprise. For 418? It's revenue.
Where is it?
He's not here. He's not here.
What, are you in an election or something?
It's a revenue contract. That I know.
I know it's revenue, but I'm just wondering, like, what exactly is it? You know, you're used to seeing a Schedule A, not like a one-page agreement. I'm just curious. And then I was, when I saw that it was the CDC.
Just hold it. We'll just.
No,
why would we get the answer now? We'll just do the.
Yeah, I mean, I have the answer. I don't have that answer.
Well, do you know
I'm
what it is?
No, I'm teasing.
I mean, if you know what it is, tell me what it is.
No, I don't. No, I don't.
Okay, so.
But I'm just saying he now he's saying hold it.
Hold it. The answer.
I know.
Right.
Tired.
It's an easy.
I'm tired too.
Yep. All right, let's hold 418.
And if there is a Schedule A,
a second,
or
a motion, please first. Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
419, approving the execution of a contract in excess of 50.
I'll move that one.
This is Kathleen H., Office of Aging.
Second.
Move, second. Discussion. Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
420, approving the contract in excess of 50, entered the County Gateway Community Industries, Office of Aging. Move.
Move.
Second.
I'll second it.
Any discussion? Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
428, interdepartmental agreement with the City, New York City Department of Environmental Protection to allow DPW to continue winter maintenance around the reservoir through September 30, 2021, exchange for the reimbursement cost by the City of Environmental Protection. Move. Second.
I'll second it.
Questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
429. Authorizing the county to execute an intermunicipal agreement with the town of Gardner for maintenance of county roads, Department of Public Works.
I'll move it.
Second.
It's my road even.
All in favor say aye.
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 431, establishing capital project number 512, probation building construction to accommodate Ulster County Restorative Justice Community Empowered Center, amending the 2017 capital
move
fund.
It.
Budget. Move. Second.
I'll second it. I have a question.
Go on.
So it says that it's in the capital program for 1.6 million.
Well, it's in the, I think it's in the 18 program for 1.6.
But that's not the total improvement.
That's what we're planning on. This is the design and architecture of it.
So we're expecting basically half, I mean, a third of that to go to design and architecture. Okay, and how are those numbers arrived at? The architect and the engineer, is it just?
I think it's just a roundabout until we get, you know, the bids and things.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think the RFPs were due, to be honest with you, today, Tracy.
Okay.
So I don't know how that came
out. Feel a little like, you know, I'm the voice of TJ right now with the frustration with the architect and engineer fees I'll carry you on, TJ. But okay.
But I will say, Tracy, though, when we get more
numbers. They just take whatever they want, those bastards.
When we get more numbers, we can, you know, use some of this money for construction.
Right. No, that's great. So, yeah. I just, you know, it's a giant percentage of the whole project.
Yep. Put a new roof on
going
your house.
Toward architect. And isn't it interior redesign, essentially?
Yeah.
So 250.
And the space they have, there's a lot of work going to be needed.
Yeah, but don't forget, they got much more liability.
But $250,000 to redesign an interior space.
Yeah, but I install them.
I just seen
I agree with you.
Ask these two guys right over here.
No, I know that's what it
shingles
or shingles.
I hope it's less.
What's an architect do?
It should be less.
He doesn't do anything.
He's telling you how to do it.
Yeah, okay.
Follow the rules.
Yeah, okay. Put four nails. Put four nails on the gun on the shirt.
It's a pretty steep cost.
All right,
it is.
All in favor, set.
It's really a giant percentage of.
And when times are bad, they don't charge as much. And when times are good, they charge more.
One is what we're talking about.
Right. We hold them 431.
No.
We're not. Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
433. Authorize the county to dedicate County Bridge 127.
I'll move it. Second.
All right. Second.
Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
434. Authorize the chairman to enter an executed agreement with the license agreement with Ulster County Agricultural Society, Inc., granting it the use of Ulster County Fairgrounds for additional term of 1 year. Move. Second.
Second, but why is it to be determined?
I would say right now we're not receiving monies for it. We're trying to work with fairgrounds in terms of the Ag Society to receive some revenues from that.
From the fairgrounds?
Yeah, because right now we're providing you know, maintenance and such.
Right.
We're trying to get some reimbursement for that.
Okay.
So.
But, so, all right, so this is, when was the last time the agreement was renewed? It was in the previous 5-year period?
Mm-hmm. And this time there was no revenue, so we're trying to recoup some of our expenses. Let's
see. Hang on a minute. So, why are we approving a contract before that's determined? Like, that's what's confusing to me. Why wouldn't we have a I think it's like the cart before the horse. We're asking Ways and Means in the legislature
hold on,
to approve
Tracy.
A contract that's
Nick
not
just
even
brought it to my attention that there's some questions from me that has so. Conversation with Nick. We can hold this over to next week. Maybe it's not here.
There is, and she's away. So I know there was a request that maybe if you. I think she's away. Is she away?
Yes. She'll be back next week.
So, and I know that before she left, that was a legal issue was raised that I don't think is addressed in this extension agreement.
Okay, we're holding it.
So we're waiting.
Make a motion to hold
the
plate.
I think that was a request from the county attorney's office.
Well, I would anyway ask that we request, if we're trying to work out details, why would we approve a contract before details are worked out? So,
So let someone make a motion.
I'll make it.
Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. Resolution 436, confirming the appointment of Everett Erickson.
Move.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
437, authorizing chairman to execute a participation agreement with New York State Division of Homeland Security Emergency Service for participation in local emergency management performance grant.
Move.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
439, authorizing the chairman of Walter Kenny to execute a grant application with required insurance of New York Connects program at New York State Office of Aging. Moved by who?
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor, say aye.
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 440, authorize the chairman to execute an agreement with Ulster County Resource Recovery to complete the Ulster County Municipal
Move.
Compost Expansion Project.
Move it.
Discussion. All in favor, say aye.
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 422, authorize the conveyance of county on private to original owners, Department of Finance, 442. Moved
Move
by
it.
Who?
Moved.
Second.
Questions? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. We do have you have in your packet budget transfers for the month, correct?
Correct.
That's only Tracy has it, myself. Everybody else, who, if you want it, Amber will get it for you. Well, she didn't give it to you guys. You want it, she'll give it to you.
Oh,
okay. Regarding the budget,
are you okay with it, Tracy?
Next week, the meeting's at 5 o'clock because it's Public Works at 5:30. All right. Also,
we start at 3.
Yeah, we'll be here at 3.
We'll be here at 3.
Oh, yeah, so 5
no,
o'clock.
No, you won't be here at 3.
Yeah, I will.
You're in the audit committee?
No.
You just want to join us.
I just thought you guys are having so much fun. I just wanted to get food.
You know, it could be his last time.
It's.
It'd be great.
Well, see, I see budget amendment meeting. It's 1 o'clock. There's food there, too. Yeah.
All right, we
that's if Richie's not busy.
It's true, yeah.
He's semi-retired. He's got all
that. Yeah. We have new business. We have the economic development meets on Thursday, November 9th at 5:30. The following resolutions, there's four of them, 420, or three of them, 422, 423, and 424. If that passes, that committee's coming back to us next week, and we will act on that one way or the other. James, correct?
Yes, that is the process, sir.
Okay. Chris, that correct?
That's my understanding.
All right. Any questions? Chris, you got a question?
No, I'm just thinking about the distinction between that and my request to have the appointments go to their originating committee first, which everyone thought was ridiculous, but okay.
All right. Any old business?
And we're still on
track for our budget meetings at the last week of the month?
Well, depending how far we progress.
Yeah, I mean, it says Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, right? But we usually will do Monday, but we don't know about Tuesday until Monday.
I'll add there again, anybody has any budget amendments, please submit them. I know Amber sent out emails to everybody. Have you received any?
We've received 3 from legislative programs.
Okay. So anybody has issues or any concerns, department heads too? You send the department heads?
Yes.
No?
Department heads?
Well, I sent it out to specific elected officials.
Elected officials, yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
Okay.
Department heads.
Well,
that's what we meant by
department.
Are you using the same form as last
year? I have been. Is it still correct?
Well, no, I ask you. So that way, if I had to have one, I could.
Yeah.
Well, you have a request?
Not yet.
No.
I say
he's got blanks.
Well, you want more salary, I take it?
No.
Oh, okay. Less salary?
No.
Oh, all right. All right, so our budget will be coming up. We have a budget meeting tonight, and we'll move forward with that in the next few weeks. And saying all that, any other questions?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you, Bert.
Yeah,
Bert.
Jamie's going to stay for the budget.
Why is B back?
Where'd she go? Maybe we should.
She went to Italy.
She went to Sicily.
Yeah, she's
yeah, in right? Italy. Oh, yeah.
Man. Jeez, yeah. Must be nice.
Please
don't go. But that's besides
me. Yeah. Trey, sorry I couldn't answer your question. A lot of them like the mental health ones.